You were talking about your bookkeeping class that you took for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Where did you take that bookkeeping class?
The old Odd Fellows, IOOF Fellows, and they had a swimming pool down below.
Mm-hmm.
And her name... See, I told you I wouldn't remember.
Well, you had a teacher there that taught at the Odd Fellows?
Yes, class? It was a lady.
Uh-huh.
And
so you took 6 weeks of bookkeeping from this lady at the Odd Fellows Hall. Were there other classes at the Odd Fellows Hall besides bookkeeping?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, it was business.
Oh, business classes.
Uh-huh. And then they had piano and violin there.
Oh, piano and violin as well. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But, see, I took violin lessons too.
Uh-huh.
I didn't take from her. I took them from the old Catholic school that used to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are you writing about? What did I say?
Was it 6 weeks? Was it 6 months of... Yeah?
Six months.
That doesn't really matter. But so it was 6 months of classes at the Odd Fellows Hall where they also taught violin and
piano. No.
No?
There were others doing that.
Oh, I
see. But I took... up back of the where the courthouse used to be, on back up there was a Catholic school, remember?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And I took violin lessons from the sisters there.
Oh really?
When I was going to Central School.
Uh-huh. I see.
And then I used to play some. But no, I went there to school, and this friend Ada McCrary was working there, and she got me a job with them. It was two gals were working for this. It was called Alpica. I can't think of the store.
Mm-hmm.
But there were two girls working, and I did the bookkeeping, and Ada and two others waited on customers.
Oh, so was it a retail store, like a clothing store?
A clothing store.
Oh, so you did, okay.
Uh-huh. And I worked there.
Was it on Adams Avenue?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right, the old hotel was on the corner, and then I think it was about two doors down was the Cinderella shop, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's myself and Ada and the other two women, and then the other... Why can't I think of her name? She was a small, little small gal. And they did quite a bit of help with trimming the windows. And I helped her trimming the windows too, in that place. And then they transferred me over to Pendleton. And I worked over there I think it was 3 or 4 years.
So that was in the 20s, about,
uh-huh.
When you were working over there?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the one of these guys that goes through and checks the deal for their boss and so on, he got a little fresh with me, pinched me on the rear. And I can't remember for sure whether I hit him or whether I just said something to him, yelled at him. And he said, I'll get you a job for this. that he did. And that was in Pendleton.
Oh my gosh.
And I was working for the Cinderella Shop, or the
Was it another dress shop in Pendleton?
It was the Cinderella shop.
Uh-huh.
In the Grand and the Cinderella shop over there. That's what it was.
So you lost your job because someone pitched you and you told him off. Wow.
He told me, he said, I'll get you a job for this. And he did.
So then did you move back to the Grand after that?
Yeah, I came back, and he had two or three, and he sent me word and even called me and said that they were having trouble and they couldn't find the good help, and would I come back to work? I said no, and he talked to me, and I said, well, I'll think about it. I never did answer him or anything, because I had a job here with Spiegel.
Spiegel?
They were a dress shop. He was a Jewish guy.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
so you did bookkeeping for him?
We were on the floor.
Oh, you were in retail then?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dresses did they sell at Spiegel?
You know, they were pretty much like their dresses now. Flappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So kind of flashy, or were they for homeware, or?
Okay, they
were
little,
short?
Little, yeah.
Oh?
A little bit flashy. Uh-huh.
Did you wear a flashy dress while you were at the store?
No. They didn't show anything, but they were pretty tight and they covered you. But they had full skirts, and then they had net underneath,
uh-huh.
And it made them come out.
Oh, so and were they evening dresses mostly?
No.
Just daytime dresses?
They were daytime dresses that they would make them stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And their dresses always had cut. Kind of like this, with a hole in the middle, you know.
Like a circle skirt kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do they have fringe on them? Any of them have fringe? Like when you think of a
No, they'd have... designs. My one daughter, hers was kind of a gray. And it went out, and then she had a little dog on the side here that she showed, and it put things like that on.
Huh. So when did you get married?
April the 12th of 37.
Mm-hmm. Were you working in the dress shop when you met? How did you meet?
At that time, I was working at Norton's Kitty Shop.
Now, where was that, on Adams as well?
Right next to the theater there.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And she had did make buttons. You know how they used to make buttons covered, and you make them, and then you put them on the little tin thing underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd make those. You'd have to cut your deals and put them on, and then push them down. You know, you had something to crimp.
So you had a button that didn't have fabric on it, and then you covered it with fabric?
Uh-huh.
Was that it?
Covered it with fabric, and then something on the back that held it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and sometimes it'd be just a little tiny thing that you could sew with a needle.
Oh, uh-huh. So did you just have buttons, and or what else did they sell at the kitty shop?
No, I did hem stitching. I just went on to some sheets here that I hem stitched just before I got married.
Uh-huh.
And still have them in there, they've never been used. And hem stitching and and the irreverent and all kinds of things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then she had children's wear and some ladies ready to wear.
Did she make all of the clothes herself?
No,
no,
no. The stuff that we did was by machine. And it was hem stitching and the buttonholes and then you know how you make a buttonhole too this
mm-hmm.
way
mm-hmm.
and just things like that on the machines, and I did that, a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
the hem stitching.
How did you meet your husband?
He was a state policeman. Met him in Pendleton when I was working in Pendleton before I came back to LaGrande.
Oh,
and
what was he doing when you met him?
State police.
Uh-huh.
He had training here in LaGrande now I can't think of that guy's name.
Oh. Let me stop this for a second. Okay, we're continuing. Okay, so he was a state policeman?
He got his training with a fellow was here on the police force. The city police force, and rode not a bike, but a what is it?
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And then the state police came out, and these young fellows, that was Roland Tubbs was my husband's name, and there was another one here, that why can't I think of his name, because I knew it just as well as not, and I knew his wife.
Oh, it might come up in a minute.
And trained them in the state police, and then they went to Pendleton, and when the one friend of mine and Willard were trained. Now his name just, and they were good friends of mine. And he and Willard went to Pendleton and went on the force there. And I went over there. I was working, and I went over to his friend's house, his and his wife, and met Willard there.
Mm.
But he'd been taking some other girls out around, and he was decided he was going to marry this one. And I fell in love with him just right off the bat,
mm.
just head over heels. And when I found out for sure they were getting married, like that was, that blighted me. I was just miserable. And then I came over here and worked. And he lived for 2.5 years over just on the next corner over. And I wasn't here in here then. I was living in Pendleton. I lived in I lived in an apartment, just a walking distance of my where I worked, just go across the street and around the corner to the Cinderella shelf there. And all my old friends, why can't I remember their names?
It's all right, you're telling your story, so.
And anyway, I had been home for a visit over a weekend, and this friend that was working in a real close friend of mine, she says, well, he's getting married. But she knew that I liked him really well. And he lived with her for 2.5 years, and what she did was to get going with the high school kids, and they'd come to the house when he wasn't there and get his their drinks and stuff. And he was entertaining the high school kids. And he came home and caught her and packed her up in her suitcase and stuff and sent her home. He said, you can't, I'm a state policeman. You cannot pull off stuff like that around here. And he was just through it. Then he came to look me up. And we were married as soon as his divorce was final.
So did you get married in Pendleton or?
No, here. My family lived on twenty ten First Street. And we lived when I was younger at 2111 second. Yeah. When I was in high school, we lived over by the viaduct. But so, but as soon as the divorce was final in April,
so we got married.
And we have been picking cherries, and I was cutting cherries, and they had, he had a call from his marshal in Arlington, and he went to answer that. He just put on his gun. He didn't even go in clothes, in regular clothes, in uniform is what I meant to say. And the next thing I knew, he'd been shot. And I was pregnant. We had a little 15-month-old little girl who was walking and running around after her dada.
How did that happen? How did the shooting occur?
He was wanted for false. Well, he was a criminal, and he was wanted, and he was pistol whipped the marshal, and they called Willard, and Willard went after him, and he was under a culvert, and Willard told him to come out. He gave him a chance. He came out shooting, and got Willard. I went to the, they brought him right in to the drugstore, and I went in to see him, and he was dying. You could hear him, you know, throw. And I was I was close to 29, I think. And he was 2 years older than that.
So you were old, 29?
And I had the little girl.
Uh-huh. Before your husband was shot, what kind of work was expected of a policeman in the Grand at that time? What kinds of things would he, what were his routine duties? As a policeman?
As a state policeman, just the same as they are now. Just what they are now.
So did he drive, how far out did he drive? Did he drive all the way to Pendleton? Or was he
no. He didn't go quite to the Dalles. Uh-huh. And he didn't, this way, Arlington, Borden. He drove out from Arlington.
Mm-hmm. do you think maybe we could, we should stop here and maybe finish can we stop this one? Okay.
Yeah. We moved to Arlington.
Right after you were married?
And I lived there in Arlington for 2.5 years. And then that's when I lost him.
Also, he...
And I came back to La Grande and went with my parents because I was expecting this baby and had her in the 11th, or was it the 11th of November?
So he was killed in Arlington?
Just out from Arlington. He'd gone out. He had whistle picked... pistol whipped me and my pistol whipped this marshal in Arlington and then took out this to this outside and got to where there was what is it going underneath
the underpass?
No, it was just the end of. You go along and you run over one of these. Or
you said a culvert before?
Yeah, culvert. Uh-huh. Yeah. He came out from the culvert. Mm-hmm. And he already had his gun ready and everything. Well, it didn't have. He told him to come out.
Mm-hmm. So you and your husband were living in Arlington. You'd moved to Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shooting occurred in Arlington, and then you moved back to La Grande. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My family came and helped me. My brother-in-law and his wife, Phil and Amy Beaumont, and my mom and dad, and they shipped some of my stuff. Packed, shipped some of my stuff. And I think my cousin that lived in Springfield, close to Pendleton, and I think they came and helped to pack the stuff. Because they had a truck or something. I can't think of.
And how many months pregnant were you at the time?
From the 20, well, it was about 6 months. Mm-hmm. The baby was 15 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just two years apart.
Mm-hmm. So you moved back
not
to the
quite
Grand
2 years.
After that?
Mm-hmm. And stayed with them just a short time, and then I got this place here.
Oh, I see.
I bought this place.
Okay.
For $33,500.
This place at 504 M.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, you weren't married very long then, were you? I mean, it was only 3 years that you had been married, or how long? Two and a half years. So how soon after you married did you move to Arlington?
Yes, right away.
Right away.
Uh-huh. He had the house and everything already.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
When we went.
Uh-huh.
Now let's see, it was in April, May, June, July. It wasn't 2.5 years. It was only 2 years and 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I got that.
So then you moved to this house that you're in right now,
mm-hmm.
and moved on with your life, it sounds like. Had your baby. Was it difficult? It must have been very difficult for you as a young woman to have to raise two children by yourself. Did you finally go to work, or did you just...
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? Did you go back to work after?
Sure.
Afterwards?
Mm-hmm. Just as soon as I could, I went back to work after my youngest son was born.
Mm-hmm. Did you go back to work at the dress shop?
Went back to work at Norton's Kitty Shop. We could start that on our next deal.
All right.
Okay. Because I went to work at that Norton's Kitty Shop, and then we moved that up onto the main Adams Avenue. They were both on Adams Avenue, but this was up to the busiest district right in town.
Oh, I see.
And then this whole new... Because my baby was still nursing when I was working.
Did you take her to work with you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'd run home at noon to feed her.
Oh.
And then they'd give her water, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I only had one side. I'd had, my oldest girl was, I had seven. What do you call
it? A cyst?
Yeah. Cyst. Mm-hmm. Seven cysts around that one breast.
Oh, wow.
I think it was this one.
So who?
I think I have a.
Who took care of your children while you were working?
My mother and my sister.
Oh.
I'd come home and do their washing. I'd bathe them and play with them and. And then for a while I was working nights and coming home and back in with them and go down and work 2 or 3 hours down at the store. Mm-hmm. Money wasn't very handy.
This was in the 30s. Mm-hmm. So was this the depression? The kind of depression?
30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember anything about how the depression hit LeGrand? Was it real obvious that...
Oh, yes. You had food lines. You had, you could only have so much sugar. You could only get different things.
Mm-hmm.
We could start in on that the next time.
Okay, let's do that. We'll conclude this for today.